Before we get to Wayne, though, we have a surprise guest. And with breaking news, we have a breaking news story, folks. Todd Bordenhauser, the president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce, is here. And, Todd, what is the breaking news?
I've got lots of breaking news. So let's go with the first item of business. We've just found out that Teresa Lenson has found the snowflake.
All right, the snowflake ornament hunt
is over. So it was on a hanging evergreen tree at Old Memorial Park Pool. So Tim Freeland just posted that on Facebook, so we wanted to make sure that everybody was aware of that. We thank very much Northfield Retirement Community that is our snowflake sponsor this year.
And
Teresa will be receiving $500 in chamber bucks. So
everybody
in Northfield wins on this one because she'll be spending those dollars locally. So
congratulations to Teresa.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And on a little sadder note, we attended the Minnesota Monthly Best of Minnesota contest. We had Northfield was one of the top five cities finalists. And unfortunately, we did not have a lake in our community. So White Bear Lake actually won the...
Who decided that?
I don't know. I have no idea. But, you know, to be in that running as one of the top five cities in Minnesota... to be recognized by Minnesota Monthly was really quite an honor. So we're excited about that opportunity, maybe a little disappointed that we didn't win, but that's okay. We know we're number one in our hearts here, so that's the really important thing as well. So, again, Winter Walk coming tonight. You know, we've got the parade that's going to happen this year.
Yeah, 4:45 is when that starts.
4:45 is when they're going to line up, and then they'll start off, make sure that Santa gets to Bridge Square by 5 o'clock. And that's typically when we start all of the festivities. We've got the middle school choir that comes in and sings every year, and the mayor will also do the countdown so we can do the official tree lighting ceremony. So a strong shout. This is the 20th year, and Corinne Finger with the Rare Pair was very instrumental in getting this started. Winter Walk started 20 years ago. And it has also our tree lighting sponsor this year. So I think it's really appropriate that that we have that. But we have a lot of additional sponsors this year. And we end the night with a fireworks show at 9 o'clock that gets shot off at Ames Park. So hang around. You can shop even later than you normally would. Maybe stop in and get some food and beverage someplace to warm up a little bit, and then you can head outside and watch the fireworks and then head on home. So we're really excited about that. And we have four major sponsors that stepped up to do that as well this year. So always just a lot of additions for the 20th year.
Yeah. In addition, you've got some luminaries, too.
Yes, we've got brand new luminaries that we're going out. But what we're very excited about is to announce the Light the Bridges in 2019 campaign. And we'll have some colored luminaries that are be placed in different stores throughout downtown Northfield. And our goal is to raise money to be able to light the 5th Street Bridge and the Water Street Bridge and the 2nd Street Bridge with lights in 2019. So our goal is to raise $1,500, and the chamber will match any funds that up to $1,500 that are raised. So this is an opportunity for our community to help with that cause. And it's if you've been downtown and have seen the walking bridge lit up this year, just a beautiful addition. But we think even more is light all of our bridges that that come down to our downtown shopping district.
So. Yeah, it and it looks so neat. You know, the walking bridge this year is just beautiful. And I can't wait till tonight to see everything lit up and everybody out and the carolers and the horse-drawn carriages and everything else involved.
So we've taken some of our colored luminaries that we aren't using, and we've draped them with lights. Lisa Peterson, our director of tourism, has done a wonderful job, and so you'll see those out. We'll be running this campaign, I'm sure, throughout the year or until we raise the money that we need to. But if you love the look of what that is, please feel free to drop some money into the lighted luminary and help us raise funds to light the bridges in 2019 and beyond. So,
all right. Well, Todd, thanks for stopping in.
Jeff, I appreciate you running a few minutes late. You know me, always coming in last minute, but you are a great partner to work with. We really appreciate it. So thanks.
Well, we appreciate everything you do, especially the Winter Walk tonight on Winter Walk Thursday. That's Todd Bornhauser, once again president of the Northfield Area Chamber of Commerce.